This is AgriPulse Drive Time from Monday, July 29th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Corn condition rose slightly. Soybean condition fell slightly from last week. That according to the USDA's National Weekly Crop Progress Report released this afternoon. Corn rated 68% in good to excellent condition. That's up a point from 67% last week. Soybeans were rated 67% good to excellent. That's down a point from 68% the week before. The majority of corn and soybean acres are well into the reproductive phase now. Corn silking on 77% of acres and in the dough stage on 30%. Soybeans blooming on 77% of acres, 44% setting pods. Winter wheat harvest now 82% complete. Spring wheat 94% headed and 1% of the crop harvested. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is welcoming an extension to the USDA 60-day comment period on their proposed fair and competitive livestock and poultry markets rule. NCBA's Tanner Bamer said in a statement, "Cattle markets are immensely complicated, and USDA is planning to make sweeping changes to those markets with only 75 days of public input. While the extension is welcome, it is not nearly enough time to properly solicit public comment and review a rule that will have such an overarching impact on the cattle industry. The proposed rule is already a direct attack on producer profitability, and now USDA is running down the clock to prevent meaningful input from cattle producers. The USDA extended the comment period by 15 days. U.S. Grains Council members have gathered in Salt Lake City for the organization's 64th Board of Delegates meeting through Wednesday. U.S. Grains Council Chairman Brent Boydson welcomed attendees with a summary of the council's work over the past year and a preview of the meeting's upcoming content. Tomorrow's program features an outlook on global sorghum markets, the latest on the council's Corn Sustainability Assurance Protocol, news on geopolitical developments affecting the international grain industry, and an in-depth look at factors affecting U.S. agriculture trade with Mexico. Well, the National Pork Producers Council has released a new economic contribution report. It details the significant impact America's pig farmers have on the agriculture and the overall economy in the United States. President Lori Stiefvermer said, "America's pork industry is a vital pillar of our nation's agriculture economy, contributing over $62 billion annually and supporting hundreds of thousands of jobs across the country." Among the findings, the pork industry supports over 573,000 direct, indirect, and induced jobs in the U.S. More than 60,000 pig farms last year sold more than 149 million hogs, worth over $27 billion in gross cash receipts. U.S. pork industry supports more than $37 billion in personal income and boosts economic activity in related services. Approximately a fourth of U.S. pork was exported last year, amounting to nearly 7 billion pounds of pork valued at over $8 billion. Pork exports alone helping support more than 143,000 U.S. jobs. The pork industry also generating significant economic activity from its purchase of inputs. Feed inputs like corn and soybean meal account for an estimated 52% of total U.S. production costs. Finally, residents with backyard chicken coops in Iowa's capital city paraded some of their birds today from the Iowa State House to City Hall. The event highlighted their displeasure with local officials proposing stricter limits on raising birds in residential neighborhoods. The proposal would limit backyard flocks to 12 and would ban roosters. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau is the trusted voice of agriculture and the leading grassroots membership organization advocating for all farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.